Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the city of San Francisco passed a grim milestone this week with the number of deaths from accidental overdoses surpassing 500 this week. This as the city continues to fight an overwhelming drug crisis, largely fueled by fentanyl. For more now, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Good morning, Phil.
Well, good morning.
So the city's been putting a lot of attention on this. I mean, is anything working? Anything getting any better?
Well, okay. I'm going to give you the good news. The good news is that the overdose deaths are down. They're expected to be around 625. That's a staggering number, okay? But it was 711 at the height of the pandemic in 2020. So we're going to hear stuff like things are getting better, but not really. I mean, the fact is that the city has spent some $600 million on behavior health and much of it going into the Tenderloin area for mental illness and drugs. Now, the deaths can be prevented by a number of ways, but what's happening right now is it's a drug called Narcan, which reverses the overdose effects. And you can go anywhere in the downtown area. Even librarians these days are trained in administering Narcan. So if someone overdoses, the chances are somebody will get to them faster. Does that make the problem better? Well, statistically it does, but if you're going to have people overdosing in the libraries at that level, that's pretty grim no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, that really is. Phil, $600 million, you know, where's that going? What kinds of programs is that going to?
It's going into mental health. It's going into drug programs, hospital beds, in treatment. But you have to understand, the crux of it all is you can build these, but can you get the people to come? And that's, you know, the bottom line is that the best way to deal with the drug problem is the person has to want to get away from it. Now, right now, we also have what's called harm reduction, which is the mayor opened up with her civic center that said, you know, we're going to put a lot of services here. And they sort of winked and nodded and said, you can use drugs here, too, and we will keep an eye on you. That's closing at the end of the year. They've yet to decide where they're going to put the others. They say they're going to be looking for smaller ones. We'll see what happens there. But this is a statewide problem. And a nationwide problem. I mean, there's no getting around it. When you see just the reports from the Tenderloin Police Station last week, they grabbed 4 kilos of fentanyl. That is enough to supply Northern California. And San Francisco is, in fact, becoming sort of the warehouse for Northern California. And we've got to do something about that. But it's the thing that's most frustrating for those of us who cover this on an unending basis is the cities and counties are left to deal with it, and it's spreading to the rural counties. But I have yet, and correct me if I'm wrong, to see one major hearing out of the state legislature or the governor's office on how to address the fentanyl overdose crisis.
Any theories as to why that is?
Yeah, it's a tough one because it involves laws, it involves possible immigration status, it involves taking people off the streets involuntarily, and in fact, quite honestly, you get a lot more points and it's a lot less headaches if you set goals for solar panels and electric cars than dealing with what we're seeing on the streets.
Let me ask you one more thing, Phil, before I let you go. A few months back, I attended a news conference on the steps of San Francisco City Hall, and the DA, Brooke Jenkins, was there. And she talked about the fact that her plan, she said, was to just get really tough on dealers, on people who are putting this out on the street. I mean, are we seeing that at all in any way?
We're seeing that in the intake. She is charging the dealers, okay? She is charging the dealers. How it comes out at the other end, as you know from your many, many years of on-the-ground reporting, what someone's charged is and what they are convicted with is can be a vastly different thing. They can go into diversions. They can do this. They can do that. I'm going to end with this. About a year ago, I was walking through the Tenderloin with a paroled bank robber. And he, you know, I said, you know, this place looks like the Night of the Living Dead with all these junkies. And he said, you know, Phil, a lot of these people have died a couple of times, but they've been brought back. And that's what we're dealing with.
Wow, definitely. Phil, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.